with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 15-point U.S. blueprint for ending the Iran war has reportedly been delivered to Tehran as the fighting goes on. The BBC's James Waterhouse in Jerusalem.
Explosions could be heard in Tehran, and plumes of smoke were rising over buildings as Israel confirmed it had carried out more airstrikes. It's as the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, says it's been informed by the Iranians that another missile has hit the site of the Bushehr nuclear power plant, but that no buildings were damaged. Iran is still returning fire. It claims to have launched missiles at Israel, Jordan, Bahrain, and towards Kuwait, where officials say drones hit an oil tank, causing a fire at its international airport.
The U.S. is reportedly set to deploy thousands of paratroopers and Marines to the Middle East. British police have arrested two men in connection with an arson attack being investigated as an anti-Semitic hate crime. Four ambulances belonging to a Jewish medical charity were burned.
The Metropolitan Police say the two men, aged 45 and 47, were arrested in London on suspicion of arson with intent to endanger life, and both men have been taken to a police station in the city for questioning.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. A high-profile conservative gathering in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It kicks off today at CPAC, the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, taking place in Grapevine, Texas. It is another week without pay for tens of thousands of Transportation Security Administration officers. The Homeland Security funding impasse has yet to be resolved in the Senate, as Democrats have once again refused to fund DHS. There is a Republican proposal aimed at ending the standoff. On Wall Street, Dow futures 449 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 271. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's LGBT population.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reports that people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender make up about 10% of the U.S. population. Of that group, young adults ages 18 to 29 are the most likely to identify. LGBT Americans are far more likely to vote Democrat and describe themselves as politically liberal. The PRRI poll also finds that 51% of the LGBT community is religiously unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
California lawmakers are considering a bill that would establish buffer zones around houses of worship designed to keep protesters at a distance. The legislation would establish a 100-foot zone around any church, synagogue, or mosque, and would bar protesters from approaching members of the congregation except with consent. The legislation has the support of 40 California Jewish groups. This is SRN News. The state of Minnesota is taking the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security to court, alleging a lack of cooperation over shootings in Minneapolis.
Minnesota officials are suing the Trump administration, accusing agencies of withholding evidence related to three shootings by federal officers.
The killing of Renee Good, the shooting of Julio Sosa Solis, and the killing of Alex Preddy.
Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says the lawsuit filed in Washington, D.C. is necessary to their investigation.
The federal government has adopted a policy of categorically withholding evidence from us related to shootings involving federal agents during Operation Metro Surge.
I'm Jennifer King.
A New Mexico jury finds social media conglomerate Meta is harmful to children's mental health and in violation of state law. The jury has ordered Meta to shell out $375 million. More details at srnnews.com.